AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is confident Congress could vote by the end of this week on his scaled-back social services and climate change package. Moderate Democrat Joe Manchin appears to be on board in the Senate. Speaking in New Jersey, the president said the numbers have been counted.
You hear these numbers, $3.5 trillion or $1.75 trillion? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent. So let's get to work. Let's put people to work.
It's now being eyed as at least a $1.75 trillion package. The Biden administration is detailing the new international coronavirus air travel policies. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there are some exemptions.
Primarily, children under the age of 18 and certain individuals from countries where vaccines are not yet readily accessible. Those who are eligible to travel but not yet vaccinated will need to provide proof of a negative COVID-19 test within one day before their flight's departure.
Starting November 8th, foreign non-immigrant adults traveling to the U.S. will need to be fully vaccinated. Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen told lawmakers in Britain the social media giant stokes online hate and extremism, fails to protect children from harmful content, and lacks any incentive to fix the problem.
Facebook never set out to prioritize polarizing, divisive content. It just happened to be a side effect of choices they did make.
The testimony comes as the AP and other news organizations start publishing stories based on thousands of pages of internal company documents Haugen obtained. A sheriff in Texas says the skeletal remains of a child were found inside an apartment in the Houston area, along with three surviving siblings who appear to have been abandoned. The Harris County Sheriff's Office says a 15-year-old called to report his 9-year-old brother had been dead for a year. Getting closer to the closing bell on Wall Street, stocks are higher. This is AP News. Children as young as three will soon be getting coronavirus shots in China.
Local governments in at least five provinces have announced that children aged between 3 to 11 years old will be required to get their vaccinations. China is taking a tough stance towards outbreaks and so far has vaccinated 76% of its population. The tourist province of Gansu shut down all of its tourist sites after finding new COVID-19 cases. China has so far successfully managed to stamp out cases of local infections through vaccinations and by enforcing lockdowns, quarantines, and compulsory testing. I'm Karen Chamas.
A compact Hurricane Rick roared ashore along Mexico's southern Pacific coast with 105 mile per hour winds and heavy rain amid warnings of potential flash floods in the coastal mountains. The state of Guerrero, where Acapulco is located, said rains and winds had already knocked over some trees and damaged a road. Mudslides are also a possibility. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.